Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ascend with Sarah and Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Sarah.
How's it going?
It's a lot of going.
Yeah,
How
welcome to
about
our
you?
fourth episode. And we're gonna really dive into the topic of throat clearing and activation today. And we're gonna start by doing that through connecting back to the last week's pop episode, because we kind of opened up something and touched upon something that we didn't really go into because it didn't happen yet. So Liz has things to follow up with and a discussion that we want to follow up with and close that energy. And we're also going to talk about the importance of activating and clearing the voice to set ourselves free, and how that is such a huge part of becoming, opening up the voice. It's connected to the heart, it's connected to our expression, it's connected to truth and honesty and all of that. And it's an absolute tool. It's a what do you say? It's everything,
Yeah, it's I mean, what word is I mean, I feel like it's a technology to create your desires and wishes into form. Yeah, so it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. But before we go into that, you're going to guide us through a little bit of grounding.
I am mostly because I need it. As you can tell with my challenge responding.
This has a lot of resistance to this, so we're going to talk about that too.
Poor Sarah's been dragging me through today. So should we jump into the grounding?
Yeah, walk us through it.
And I just want to say, if anyone else experiences resistances in their life, that's okay. Even if you experience resistance to be here, or to do the thing you know you're supposed to do, usually we're on the right path. So I'm with you. Let's start by taking a few deep breaths in and even maybe shaking it around. So I'm gonna take a few deep breaths in through my nose and then open my mouth and stick out my tongue and sigh it out. Ooh. Because this is a big and emotional topic. And you could be feeling some of what we're going to talk about already in your body. So if you are feeling a little unsteady or ungrounded, just know that you're already tuning into what we're discussing today. And that's perfectly okay. And I'm with you. So
And we might
another.
also need to do a little bit of a disclaimer of the topic that you might bring up if someone is a little bit sensitive. So there is a sensitive topic coming up. So if you know that you are sensitive to certain levels of trauma and discussing that or listening to that, then yeah, this might be a good time to pause or decide if you want to move on.
Thank you. And what I will do is I'll speak directly to what that is after the grounding, because I want to become grounded so that I'm speaking in a very clear and empowered way. We'll give you that disclaimer and then you can decide if you're ready, but you are safe here. So, with that being said, shoo, we're going to drop all the way down into the earth. And that's happening for some of you. It's going to be roots coming out the soles of the feet. For some of you, it is a like a rope tied to an anchor, or any form of line of energy coming out of your tailbone right there at the base of the spine and dropping that anchor all the way down into the center of the planet. And for others of you, it's going to feel like the earth is actually coming up to meet you. Shoo. For me today, it's definitely me wanting to send my energy down into the planet. It may be all three of these things, like it is for me. Also feeling the energy of the rose just coming in and spiraling open the heart chakra. And also So there's like a red rose in the heart, and then there's a beautiful white rose that we're all being surrounded by. Okay, thank you. And then we're going to drop this, the stem of this rose that we're completely being surrounded and enveloped by. This is so sweet. It's like this beautiful, reassuring love, this gentle love coming through. That it's okay to experience hard things. It's okay to talk about hard things, and that we are loved throughout that. So allowing this beautiful rose to hold you and embrace you while connecting you all the way to the heart of the planet. So the stem of that rose is anchoring all the way down into Mother Earth, Sophia Gaia. You might see leaves from that rose branching out along the way up and simply gathering nutrients and also dispelling anything we're ready to let go of. Just breathing, staying in your rose. So this rose is going to act as our energy bubble today. So watching this rose fully encompass your body below, around, and above. And it's almost like it's breathing with you. So the petals come up to almost close you in and also release down to open up with your breath. We are loved, we are held, we are safe. And just as we move throughout today's discussion and today's topic, if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed or scared or uncertain, just remind yourself that you're breathing with this rose, like it's actually a living, breathing technology within you and will respond to your breath. So be mindful of the energies and emotions that we're emitting. And just allow them to be enveloped in the petals of the rose so that we're not, it's just about energetic responsibility, emotional responsibility, and integrity so that we can be together. We can feel supported by each other, by the planet, by the rose, by these really beautiful, loving energies that are coming through while also being responsible for our energetic zone and knowing that we can both give and receive within this rose. So I hope that feels better. I know I feel better. Thank you for being with me, because this is my first time that I have ever publicly talked about something like this. So this is a really big activation, and you're with me. I believe that as I get further along in my leadership, this will be easier and easier to discuss, but you're watching firsthand what it looks like to break through layers of silencing, to break through layers of fear, of control, because I'm doing it right now. So last week, you watched me the day before I had a conversation with the person I grew up being abused by. And to clearly call it what it is, I experienced and survived a lot of rape and violence when I was young. And that has left a lot of marks, as you can imagine. And I have been very courageously working through that, loving myself through that, moving through that. And it was a very ginormous step to actually speak the truth of what I experienced to the person that did it to me. Because a lot of times, if this kind of abuse happens, there is silencing and shame and denial. And that leaves all sorts of more imprints and marks on top of the wounding and the trauma that occurred to the body and to the child and to the separation that occurs, the disassociation, so many layers. And I've been working through a lot of those layers, which is why we talk about the nervous system work and the somatic work and all that stuff that has been getting me through that. But today we're focusing on the throat. We're focusing on speaking. And so what you watched me through was going through this preparation to do what I think was probably the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. I think it was the biggest clearing I've ever done in my life. To actually just acknowledge what actually happened when I was young with this person. And there was no hate, there was no anger, maybe a little sometimes, let's be real.
You were so angry before. Oh my
God. I was super angry, but I mean, when I got on the phone, I wasn't like blah, yeah. blah, blah. You know? So anger was alive in me. I saw shit. I saw shit. Shall say. But my intention was not to attack or to punish or to feel bad. My intention was to free my throat. My intention was to free all of these parts of me that had been programmed and silenced and manipulated and controlled to live in an environment like that, you know, and pretend that everything's fine. And when that's your life growing up, and I'm not gonna, I had a lot of good things in my life too. So I just wanna be clear about that too. There's a lot that I'm grateful for. But in particular, I was working with the silencing and the shame. So yeah, last podcast, I was in the day before I did that. So I was feeling very unsettled. And I feel like my energy is completely different. And obviously, there's things coming up right now speaking to this, but even the way, if you watch last week's episode compared to this week's, there's so much more clarity and directness that's able to come through because I released that out of my body. I'm not done. I still have lots of things to go, but this is really going to be freeing my throat chakra and my empowerment because no matter what we've gone through, I'm going to hand it over to Sarah here shortly, but I just want to speak what I did. It's like, we all have ways that we've shut down our throat chakra from one reason or another. And when we face that aspect, element, programming, trauma, whatever, that shut down our throat chakra, which we can do with love and compassion and kindness and grace, we can liberate ourselves to then access so much more that's available in this region of our body. So I think I want to hand it over to Sarah here for a moment, but thank you for letting me speak and get that out because it needed to come out of me in one go. And yeah, I'm here for any questions. And
so how
loving,
does it
loving
feel?
This rose.
Yeah, how does it feel to have said it? I mean, it was so clear in our last podcast that it was something that was making you so unsettled. And because we didn't know if it was going to happen or not. So it was like we didn't have this, is the person going to show up or not? You know, it's like, is it actually going to happen? So there was a lot of limbo. It was like, it's like you didn't have anything to hold on to. And I mean, you've been doing tons of sessions to work through it and all of that. But how does it feel now when you, because it was also, before we even started today's podcast, you were kind of stalling and you know, doing different things and, you know, avoiding it, which is, you know, very understandable because we don't also, I mean, you're so clear with this that you're not going to keep this energy in your life. So, I mean, you and I haven't even spoken about the call itself. So because there's no point, you know, there's just no, you know, if you're very serious about your healing, you have to let go of what it is that is holding us back. And to do that is to completely let it go and allow it to disappear from our lives. And I mean, you've been working with us for such a long time now about this and remembering everything and going through it. And this was kind of the last, well, maybe not last, but like a huge milestone. And if people look at last week's episode and then look at you now, it's you're a different person, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, how does it feel just now compared to last week and even before the podcast today, you know?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there's a few questions and answers there. So I'll go first with this podcast. I've always only felt excited about showing up to the podcast so far. And last night was the first time like, oh, I have the podcast tomorrow. I don't want to do it. And then I was like, why do you feel like that, Liz? And then it was like, oh, because you're talking about this thing, right? So this was very emotional to talk about. So there's two different things. How did I feel after the conversation and how do I feel now sharing it? I felt incredible after the conversation. I mean, it was almost so much that I was just in a haze and I think I went to the beach and watched sunset and didn't think about it. Like you said, didn't talk about it, didn't think about it, but I just felt so much lighter. And I think you can look at me now and I look lighter. Like it's not just physical. It's not just emotional. It's not just energetic. It's like everything, like my being is so much lighter. That felt huge. And it feels like the pinnacle of a mountain. So that was like the top. And so I still have to traverse down and kind of navigate some things, you know, but it's like I reached the peak and now I can kind of just keep shedding and keep moving. And so, yeah, it was just freeing. It was validating to all the parts of me that doubted myself and that questioned myself. It was encouraging to me. I don't think I've ever been so proud of myself, to be honest. I mean, that was terrifying. And even as we speak, it's like, you know, I'm constantly thinking about other people's reactions to what I have to say and wanting to be respectful and honoring. And, but that does, I would be lying if I just said that doesn't play out into how I feel talking about it now. But it's like, even with all the resistance, like I showed up to free myself.
Yep. And you, what you did was also that you called in support. So you didn't walk into, it's like you didn't just let your inner child do the talking, you know, and I mean, you showed up in a grounded, very good way and with support. And so you kind of set yourself up for success. So it's almost like it didn't matter what happened in the call because you did what you needed to do. And the person, you know, if the person would stay in the call or if, you know, I mean, you had a long conversation. So you really showed up and made sure that you would succeed.
Yeah. I set myself up for success. I had very, very loving masculine support with me, which gave me the safety to do it. I wouldn't have wanted to do it that way. And that's not like, oh, I could have been even more powerful if I did it on my own. Like, no, I got to feel what it felt like to be loved, supported, and protected by very healthy masculine embodiments. So that I could feel safe to speak my truth and we can stay on task of allowing this to really be coming from a place of love, because the truth is never meant to harm. The truth is never meant to hurt, even though it might feel hurtful. It's meant to set you free, right? So that was really the focus about speaking. And so in one sense, that was part of the success too, is that with that support, the only thing that mattered to me was getting to speak the truth. All these other things, yes, could go better, could go worse. however it's going to go, I can't control that. But I knew what would free these things in my body that were in panic and fear would be just to say it. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, it did go pretty darn well. And I don't want to get into details, but I got a lot of, I think I got even more than I expected, wanted, or needed. And having the masculine support there was huge for me. I mean, that's a healing of it in and of itself.
Yeah. I mean, just speaking to you straight after, I just felt that you got so much more than you could ever. I think what it felt like was the fear of actually being in the same room as the, or virtual room as the person. And then everything just showing up for that, you know, the saying, speak even though your voice is shaking.
I literally just wrote that quote down today.
Yeah. How did it feel when you showed up? Like, was it difficult to start speaking, or?
No, I almost shut down before.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think I mostly, with that, I want to focus on, it's exactly what you just said, speak even though your voice shakes. And that does, we talked about this a lot yesterday, that doesn't mean with violence or hatred or anger, but sometimes breaking through these energies, and again, this could be anything, it feels like you have to tap into a certain level of like warrior energy.
Determination is what I.
Yeah. I mean, I was literally about to shut down, and I listened to a song about a revolution, and it didn't matter. It's just like, it pumped me up. So I'm like, okay. And it's not like that. There's just a level of like tapping into your inner resources and your inner resolve that's demanded when you do these things. And for some people, this could look like having the conversation with your family that you want to change careers to follow your heart instead of doing what the entire family has always done and wanted you to do. Like, this can take so many forms, and there's not some hierarchy. We're speaking to the energy around like, what does it mean when you're breaking through a conformity, like a mold, yep. Right? And that does take determination to move through, and it's about then freeing yourself.
Yeah, it's the yang energy that it's like the way that I experience it is that it's almost like it's frozen. You know, it's like a freeze. We talk about the freeze. Like the freeze phase of the nervous system. So it's a nervous system response, but tissue, like areas of your body can also be in freeze. So it's like opening up that part, and the freeze can be so stuck and so deeply imprinted or deeply rooted because of fear and shame and guilt and terror and you know, threats or whatever reason that the throat is closed down. And sometimes that freeze, you have to have a little bit of yang to break through that. And that's why also sometimes we need a little bit of push to get through things, and that can feel very scary if it's literally blocked, and then, you know, the voice is just not active. So what would you say, like, what did you have a voice clearing and activation course coming up. What did you learn from this that you didn't know before? Because you've been doing a lot of work, and you've been opening up your throat for years, and you're singing, and so this is just one part of the work that you've been doing. So what role did this step play in your whole voice activation career thing? If that makes sense.
It's like, if you're gonna, what is it, if you're gonna talk the talk, you better walk the walk.
Yep.
I don't think I even had this step, this thing that I just did in my heart to do until I committed to birthing this throat clearing and activation course. And one of my teachers has always said that when she has a new something that's going to come through that's new, that's such a different octave to help heal, clear, whatever it is, like she has to go through it first in order to even be able to bring it through. And, you know, so I committed to doing this throat clearing and activation. Like Sarah mentioned, I do all sorts of things with using the technologies in my throat and sound healing and singing. And this is a thing for me. And I didn't know that I was going to have to go through this massive initiation in order to bring it through. And I think that's what is there. It's like, okay, if I'm going to be leading and teaching other people how to clear blocks in their throat chakra that stem from fears and traumas and societal programming, then I guess I'm going to have to face my biggest block and fear and thing before I'm able to do that in a good way. And I didn't know that. I thought I'd already done so much, but I mean, it's kind of cool in a way, right? Like it was super
Absolutely.
Hard, but it motivated, pulled me forward. I just feel so much more embodied with it. I feel like I'm going to be able to, there's a different level of inspiration too, that we can get from each other when we watch each other go through these things themselves. And again, like I told Sarah before, it's because she's trying to be like super respectful of me, which is like really beautiful. And I was like, I don't want to do this about the podcast. Like, I'm just being real with you guys. Like this stuff doesn't feel fun, like all the time. Sometimes it does. But she's like, well, you know, if you don't want to like, and I'm like, no, it's like, how can I tell people to that we're like facing our fears around speaking our truth if I'm not willing to speak my truth? Like, how can I do that? I can't. So I think that's, and she was like, yes, awesome. I just wanted to be respectful for you. But I think that's one of the biggest things with the course. It's a massive initiation and clearing and activation for me that, and I have this time to process and integrate and see what new comes from it. And then I get to go share that with everyone through the course, which is just going to be so cool. There's a different layer of profundity. Is that a word? Profoundness?
Sure. Sure. Let's be yes sayers today. Oh,
oh,
this is so cool. Yeah, should go.
I just want to say, just tuning back into the rose, because I've been doing that. So just a reminder for people to remember that rose is around them. And I think it's so beautiful because that's like the most comforting thing for me. And it came through today. And I even was inspired to make rose tea before we got on.
Aw.
Yeah.
I have my rose oil that you told me to get, because this whole... How was this voice activation course birthed? How did it come alive?
You tell me, Sarah.
I asked you. I sent you a voice note and said, do you think it's possible if I can learn singing? Or am I a hopeless case? And you're like, no, you totally can. Okay, but then I need some sort of voice activation and clearing thing. And you're like, okay, let's make a course. And then you told me to get the rose oil, so I did.
Yeah,
I'm preparing here.
That's gonna be a thing. If anyone is working to open their throat or even any other chakra, you can put a little oil there every day and just have that intention with it. But yeah, you asked me that and I was like, yeah, you can. You just have to clear and then download this and then activate this. And that's the cool thing, because like these really are technologies within our body. So when we learn how to work with them, it's not, I really like to take away this like, oh, like you're special or she's special, but I can't do that. It's like, no, we can all do this. It's a matter of how much are we willing to commit to it, to clear, to activate, to download, to face your fears, because it's not always going to feel easy. But yeah, this is something we can all do. And so I'm excited, and I'm excited that the chorus was born that way, because there's so many people that either want to sing or just want to feel more confident speaking or sharing their voice, and there's so much fear. Like, I remember the first time I made like a short video meditation, I was just like, oh God, I hate everything about it. And it's in the doing that it clears. We talked about this before. It's like I just did this huge clearing in doing the conversation. It acted as a clearing and an activation. And so when you're willing to show up to the things that are scary, you can get a lot done.
Exponential growth is what's available in the things that are hard. I mean, there's just no other way to grow than stepping out of your comfort zone. That's just how it's connected, you know. It's and the level of impact your voice have on your, I mean, it's just, I mean, the voice is one thing, but speaking like words is literally the lowest form of communication, and we are so stuck in linguistics and programming, and we're using so much language that is not that is harmful for ourselves and for others. So there's so much vibration and programming that we're telling ourselves about how we speak about things, the energy that we have when we show up, when we talk about things. It's your manifestation. It's like how you show up in the world with other people. You know, it's everything. It's what you use in work. It's what you use in business. It's what you use in family, in relationships. And so for me, the way that I express myself is extremely important. And I'm realizing that that is probably my biggest blockage at the moment, the way that I express myself. And or potential, or you know, that it is truly a technology that is not used in the way that it could be. And singing is something that I've always wanted to do, but I never thought that I could. So I feel like I'm gonna try and see what happens, and then I'm gonna dive in fully and then see what happens. I mean, that's just, and it's so funny because I used to be a person that didn't do things I don't know how to do. I was too afraid to even try new things. I mean, I've been like that mostly my whole life, and just holding back from things that I don't know how to do. And now I'm taking on both singing and horseback riding.
So what's shifting for you, where instead of being afraid of trying new things, you're like, how many new things can I try?
Yeah, I mean, I at least I go for it's just I just don't have any, I just don't, I'm not gonna say I don't care, but that's because that it sounds it's just I don't mind making a fool out of myself. I don't mind being bad at things. I don't mind. It's just I just don't make it anything personal about me at all. I just look at myself like, oh, here I am trying new things. Okay, you know, like, how can I have expectation? Because I used to be a person that if I wasn't really good at it the first time I did it, I didn't do it a second time. So, yeah, that's just how I operated. And that's also why the things that I do, I realized, okay, I can do this. And then I became really good at it. So, you know, I've been hiding behind that. So I've been, there's a lot of hiding in for me as a, on a personal level. So doing these things are because it just opens me up in all the other ways. It's just like you clear one big blockage, and that just it's like it creates golden particles for everything. You know, it's just such a it's such a huge bonus to work through your stuff. It's just so worth it. I mean, I'm transforming like in a way that I've never believed was even possible. So now I'm like, okay, you know, I didn't get up on the horse. It was just like, and I was like, yeah, okay. And then it went super fine, you know? I was like,
That's so cool. I
okay.
had so many insights when you were talking.
Okay, sure.
I don't know where to start. Okay, I'll start with this is why what you guys teach with the nervous system regulation is so important, because the like, oh, I'm not going to do something if I'm not doing it perfectly, or I don't want to try new things because it's scary and uncomfortable. So much of that comes from the survival mechanisms that got programmed in when we were young. And, you know, I super perfectionist. I was like the best at everything, right? And, you know, within reason. And it didn't feel safe to not be any of those things. And so the reason I feel like all of a sudden I'm like, okay, I'm scared of that, I'm doing it. I'm scared of that, I'm doing it. And that you're like, I'm scared of that, I'm doing it, is because the nervous system now has these new experiences that like we're safe actually, and we can support each ourselves through things, and it doesn't just take over. And I use energetic tools for that too. Like, I feel like you guys bring in this nervous system body side, and I bring in this energetic side. Not that we don't have both, but the like the rose that came in today, like I started feeling very emotional and scared when I was going to speak this, and then this rose comes in, and like, oh my God, okay, I can do this, I can do things that are difficult. So that came through, because those, it's like those things that we put the time and energy and resources in then give us so much more freedom to be fun and playful and try new things, because we feel like we have the confidence for it. So when you were speaking, I was feeling that, like if you made such a big shift on not wanting to do new things to like doing all the things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm moving from my home country, you know, starting a business in, on the other side of the world, and just, you know, leaving my whole support system and just try to make it on your own, you know, that kind of, that forces something to come to the surface. And since we, I mean, my mission was to really heal fully. I mean, my body was absolutely breaking down, my emotions and my hope and my, I mean, everything was just falling down. So I had to go and completely do something else. And to do that, I had to face all my stuff. And I wanted to face all my stuff because I was just so fed up with how I was held prisoner by my past. And I've had such a strong calling to break free on all levels, and, you know, using the voice and being just being completely honest all the time is such a liberation. And as you, or as I work through my stuff, you know, coming out on the other side, there's just pure openness. So I've done a lot of pre-work, and I know that you've done a lot of pre-work too with clearing the voice. So I feel like I'm very ready for the course. And it's going to be very interesting to see what that's going to do with me, especially on the singing side of things, because I still don't believe that it's going to happen. You know, I'm like,
everyone can sing.
I'm going to sign up for that. Absolutely. So I know that there's a belief system and that there's something inside of me, and I can feel that it's, and now when I say it, so, okay, singing is like really activating the whole system. And like, it feels like it's about claiming space. To sing, to open your mouth. And because you gotta, you, it's, no, no, it's like,
it projects in a different way.
Yes, it's so, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of yeah. I mean, even when I started my journey, I wanted to start sharing on social media and such, but I just didn't have the guts to do it. I started a little bit, but you know, the avoidance just and the fear just came up, and so it's this, I had this on and off kind of thing. And, you know, as I realized, I got to break through this. So people say to me like, yeah, but you're so good at showing up and you're so easy and you're, oh, I can rely on you in the podcast because you know the structure, you can direct everything. And I was, and everyone assumes that that's easy for me, and they don't see, you know, the hours that I spent before my first master classes that I did by myself that I was just crying and yell. I mean, it was so just like a child, like literally like a child. I don't want to do this, you know, like. And then the grown up inside of me is like, well, I know it's difficult, but you know, we want to do this and we decided to do this and we know that we're going to do this. And now the time has come. It's like 10 minutes to go time. So it's like, but that's hard, you know, because showing up and not only feeling afraid, I'm also crying and I'm going to show up on camera and I look like shit. And then my confidence goes down the toilet. And, you know, it's just a shit show. And yeah, and that's reality. But, you know, I also grow so much from that. And it's helping me to become the person that I want to be. And I'm not going to let any of those difficult situations or illusions, because it's literally imprints from the past. Am I going to allow that to hold me back? Then I might as well not do anything. I just give up and choose a completely different life for myself if I want to avoid the difficulties over and over and over again. But then I'm just going to stay the same. And I was not ready to stay the same. I would, no.
That's what did it for me. This will be a whole nother podcast topic, but it's like, you know, life was to such a point where I'm like, I do not accept this. Like, if I don't do something drastic, this is going to be my life forever. And this, I can't accept this. This is so much suffering. And then you get willing to do the
Yeah. I mean, I felt trapped. That was what I
work.
felt. I felt like this is my life and it's never going to end. It's going to just go on repeat week by week by week. And I knew exactly what was going to happen. I knew exactly. It's just like, this is not going to change. I'm not going to go anywhere from here. You know, it's like, okay, I have the career, I have the relationship, I have, you know, all the material stuff. And, you know, and still my whole being was saying, this can't be it. This cannot be it because it's not working. And yeah, then life started to happen, and all of a sudden I was just completely free. And then I just took off. I was like, okay, this is my chance. The universe gives me a gap, shows me the door, and I literally packed
Popped in.
a carry-on bag and left.
Amazing.
In 2 days, I was gone. And the voice is such a big part of that. And I still feel there's more, and I love that.
I keep hearing this song that I started singing a few years ago. And it just goes, I ain't got time for that. No, I ain't got time for that.
Yep,
And
but
I
that's
keep
how it
hearing
is.
that song when you're talking because you get to a point where you're just like being held back and trapped and saying no for this reason and that reason. At a certain point, you're just like, I don't have time for that anymore.
And I think that that's also the energetics of this year, because it's like last year was year of the truth. Things were coming to the surface. And there's something shifting in the energy that makes it feel safer for people to speak right now. And you can see that because there's a lot of angry people starting to speak up. So, I mean, you will see it because it's the anger. It's a wood year. We're coming from wood dragon. We're moving into wood serpent, and that's so the wood is connected to anger, and there's a lot of silencing and suppressing and censorship that's been going on for a long time. So the trend is going to be that people are going to start speaking up with a different. It's still going to be uncomfortable, and people are going to come from all kinds of emotions, and it's not going to be pretty, but it's like people are also standing up, even though they are going to argue with each other and they're not going to contribute to, you know, anything but more arguments. It's still somehow it's an expression. So there's a, we come from these years of isolation and years of fear, and now things are shifting and moving, and people are, you know, sharing their truths. to a different level. So I think that this is highly accurate, or what do you call it? Current. It's a very current topic. It's very alive.
Yeah, and I love how it's connecting in with our, what does the year of the snake look like and what are the energies? Because it does feel like there's like, I just don't have time to waste on that stuff that I used to be trapped in for maybe sometimes a month at a time.
Yeah.
Now it's shifting within the same day. And it does feel like that's the energies.
It is the energies, but it's also the internal work, because I've been like that forever. Like, it's on and off, on and off. I have the creativity, it goes away. I have the creativity, it goes away. So now I'm at a point where if it's gone, it's just temporary. Like you say, it can be hours later, it's different. Or multiple times per week, I just, have a lot of creativity. And the creativity is an energy flow in the body. And it's coming from the roots in the chakras and goes up. So it's like you need to activate the throat, you need to activate the whole system. So that's where the nervous system regulation, the somatic work, and kind of clearing the blockages and opening up the body to open, because that's what it is. We need to open the energy channels. And it's like our energy bubble. It's almost like it's like squeezed and like a little bit shaped in the wrong, it's like in the wrong shape. It's not open and free. That's how it feels. And kind of aligning that bubble and clearing that, and clearing the grounding the nervous system and flushing that, and releasing the past from the tissue. Then it's a completely different experience. When you finally feel like the body is working with you, not against you. But usually it's because we are not working with the body. It's not the body working against us.
Yeah.
There's so much alignment.
The body's never working against you.
No, that's the
I
only
hate when
thing.
people say that.
It's the only thing in the world that you can know for sure is working for you.
Yeah.
It's like there's the only, it's like it will do anything to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And with the voice and the truth, that's it's just it's like you use the voice. If someone says something to you, if someone says something mean to you and you're not blocking that, then the body is dealing with it, or reading it like you agree. So then it takes on that frequency and that becomes the truth to the body. If you say, "You're so mean, you're so stupid," and you don't say, "That's not true," then the body is like, okay, I accept that. So it's
That's
not about,
sad.
yeah, it's the truth. Everything is frequency. So that's why I feel like I really want to work with my voice and really see what's possible.
Yeah, I it's a very fast way to shift frequency. I find myself doing that all the time, singing and alchemizing.
I mean, it shifts. I mean, just y using the voice and not using the voice also. I mean, of course, we should never accept, harm to ourselves. So we cannot accept that, because otherwise it becomes a reality, and then it's stored in the system, and then everything starts to weigh down. But also, not speaking if you're angry. For instance, like not projecting that anger to someone else, that's also alchemizing. So it's not that you, it's like you use your voice as a healing tool, both activated and non-activated. Because anger especially is something that it's like if we entertain it, we just put more gasoline on the fire. So it's like, how can I be angry without doing damage on myself or anyone else? And the voice is a huge tool, because when you're angry, you use the voice to make damage on yourself and others. And then you just make more damage. Because if I make damage on someone else, I make damage on myself. Because the body knows that it's wrong. So then I collect guilt instead, or shame. So then it's like something is happening if I'm abusing my technology, my resources.
Yes.
So being quiet is also, as we know, a very, very strong gift to both ourselves and others. Just not because of meditation and you know, I mean, there's a saying that if you keep quiet, oh no, what is it? It's if you keep quiet, people will assume you're a fool, and or you can open your mouth and remove all doubt. Everyone will know you're a fool, you know, because once you, if you're quiet, then that's something else. But as soon as you open your mouth, you will reveal exactly who you are.
Which can be a good thing.
It is. If that's how you want to be.
Perceived. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's power in both. And this is where the being able to intuitively connect with our intuition and our body and heart and really get clear and the grounding and the nervous system work, because someone can take that and use it in a really good way and take time to process their anger and their emotions and not project it out onto others. But what I've seen with a lot of spiritual people is they'll use that as almost a form of inner gaslighting. And as someone who had to stuff down my anger in order to survive, I'm looking at the other form, like that's also very toxic too. So the anger has to find a way to express, the anger has to find a place to move, and it needs a certain level of validation needs to occur for that to happen. Because if I have been violated, I have every right to be angry, and there's nothing like wrong with me for that. Now, I don't want to take that anger and spew it at someone. I don't want that anger to like live inside me and come out as triggers and attacking someone anytime a button is pushed. And that's where the discernment and the inner work, and it's so much more complicated than just this idea, because I do see a lot of people invalidating their reasons to feel that way or not allowing that to move. And so my voice has been a big tool for allowing that anger to get out of me by myself in my own home, listening to maybe an angry song and just dancing and screaming, so that at least that anger is not like trapped in here, because that's when it does come out in these like aggressive attacking ways, which like no one's going to say that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, I just wanted to add that perspective in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when is your throat activation course happening? When are we starting?
March 22nd is the first day. So by the time this podcast comes out, that's probably going to be very, very quick. So yeah, jump on board. You can find more info at my Instagram handle, Liz W. Wagner, and just send me a private message, or there should be a link to my website and everything in the bio. So it's going to be really great. I'm excited.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm super excited.
And in the meantime, sing.
What?
In the meantime, sing.
What are you saying? I don't have...
Sing.
Tunnel.
When people ask me, like, even when I used to just play guitar or whatever, it's like, everyone said my voice was terrible when I was young. And I just kept singing.
Well, you gotta, you can't give up.
And that's what, but even just playing songs that make you feel good in your background while you're at home and then singing out loud with them, that's going to start to get that energy moving and flowing.
Okay. I do that. I play music and sing, especially in the car. So
yeah.
Or on the bike. So yeah, absolutely. No, I'm super excited about this. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a short course too. It's like 7 sessions, and it's over a period of a little bit more than 2 weeks. So it's not going to be like a big dragged out thing. It's going to be, it's going to be super interesting. I'm gonna absolutely go for it.
Gonna be like an igniter. Gonna be a ignition transformation.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in that, head over to Liz's Instagram and pop her a message and say, "Hey, I want to join that course." And it's going to be available as a self-paced also if you listen to this, and that's going to be as powerful.
Absolutely. What about you, Sarah?
I have a masterclass coming up, so this might be recorded a little bit too late, but it's the masterclass about the year of ascension, all the energetics for this year, and it's the year of the wood serpent. So if you're interested in that, you can hop over to my page and watch it as a replay. And I also have launching some one-on-one slots. And so if you're interested in that, you can let me know, and or you can go to my Instagram, Ascend with Sarah or Sara Stinkvist. Good luck with that. Or just send me a message on any social media. And in my link tree, you have everything that is happening right now. So yeah.
Super cool.
So let's show up for more discussions and new exciting topics.
Love it. This was fun. This feels like a breakthrough for me. You guys witnessed another breakthrough with my voice, and you can see how different the energy is now. I mean, look at that's the alchemy. That's transmutation. Look at how different the energy, how different you feel, how different we feel. From beginning to end of this journey that we've had the last, I don't know, hour.
Yep.
Super
Brilliant.
cool.
Yeah. So let's send everyone off with the fact that you can heal and transmute anything. You can alchemize anything in your system. And everything that is not processed shows up as symptoms, pain, stiffness, different, the body is breaking down in different ways, or illnesses, or emotional stuff, or, patterns. That's just the body's expression of, I have something in my technology that is not supposed to be here. This is supposed to be temporary, and it's now clogging, the wheels can't turn properly. And then the energetics of the system goes down, and it becomes a downward facing spiral. But there's nothing that you can't really fix for yourself. So join us on our very devoted journey to absolute freedom, liberation on all levels. It's possible and it's coming. Yay!
Am I doing that right?
It's not showing up.
Oh.
Okay, lots of love to everyone. Let us know if you have any questions. We're happy to answer, and see you next week.
Much love.
Bye bye.